Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Kane Brown coming in just a little bit. But first, let me say, morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, we're going to do a get to know you question today. So I'll ask it. Take a second. Think about it because you haven't heard the question yet. If you could own any animal as a pet that's not a dog or a cat.
Oh.
Doesn't matter which one.
This is easy.
Which animal would you choose? Eddie says it's easy, so you can go first.
A panda. I want a pet panda.
Interesting. My bad.
Like, dude, as a little baby cub or whatever, I would cuddle with it, and then it'd probably rip my face off. But
later, yeah, for sure.
But how cute would that be?
Panda's a good one. Yeah, that would be good. Lunchbox?
Easy. Kangaroo, man. That thing could hop me to work. I could get drunk.
You want
to
ride it?
No, sit in the pouch.
You can't get in a kangaroo's pouch. It's too... No, you're too big.
It's for babies.
Yeah, oh, really? You're too big to get in a kangaroo's pouch, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
But put a saddle on it, though, dude? Ride it around?
Well,
That's
no, it's
cool.
Like, I thought, oh, man, I could get in that thing. It could hop me to work. If I went to the bars and got drunk,
hilarious.
I could just hop in, get in
you
the pouch.
You think the pouch is that big?
I've never seen a kangaroo close.
Maybe one of the really, really big ones?
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. I've never seen
one. Like, because I always thought they carried their
They do, their babies. But they're, like, this big.
Didn't know that.
Little babies.
Do you have a second guess?
Yeah.
Second option? Go ahead.
Lion. I mean, just the beauty and the mystique of a lion, like to have it in the backyard. It is so cool.
You
looking
in the backyard.
Yeah, why not just if we're imagining stuff? Why not have like a whole
sanctuary,
like 100 acres, and let it roam? But no, you just keep it right in your backyard at your house right
backyard?
Now.
Yeah, and I mean, you could have viewing parties. People would come over and pay you like a zoo. Like, dude, you want to come over and take pictures of my lion? I mean, that would be so cool.
So now he's
Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
You take a lion for a walk around the neighborhood and it starts gnawing on a tree. Everybody's like, wow.
I would be like, wow.
Yeah.
For sure. Amy?
Probably a koala bear, maybe.
Those are cool.
I feel like I always see them in the tree, like cuddling their babies, I think. I feel like they could cuddle me. That'd be nice.
That we need just to be cuddled. That's what comes out, Amy's looking for an animal to cuddle her.
Any animal.
This one I almost committed to once. It's a pig.
Mm.
A pet pig.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Same.
I would.
Oh, you mean like a hog? A razorback?
No.
Like
not like a wild boar. Oh. Like a pig. Yeah, but the thing about pot-bellied pigs is sometimes you get them and you don't know. They outgrow what the pot belly is supposed to be and they end up being huge.
You think you're getting a quote-unquote miniature pig or a teacup piglet? And then you see
I watched
parents.
This one pig on TikTok that this family has. It's like their pet pig. It's hilarious. It's like a kid. And so that would be fun for me
They're
to
smart.
Have a pet pig. Yeah.
You should do it.
You should do it.
I can't. We got two dogs.
And Stanley's kind of like a pig.
Thank you. He
right,
is.
Right.
He is like kind of like a pot-bellied pig. It's a, no,
oh,
he is.
You know, he's just kind of lazy.
Snorts. Fat. For sure. That's it. But yeah, pot-bellied pig would be awesome. Just a pig would be awesome to have as a pet. All right. Big show. Let's go. Friday's show starts now. Here we go. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My husband and I have been happily married for several years. I genuinely cherish the time we spend together. However, every football season, I lose my husband. My husband is a passionate football fan, and while I respect his interests and hobbies, I've noticed he spends virtually every weekend watching football games. I appreciate his enthusiasm. I want him to enjoy it. However, it feels like this has become an all-consuming activity for him, and it leaves me feeling neglected. I miss spending time with him, going for a walk, having a cozy dinner at home, simply having meaningful conversations. It seems like every weekend we're in different rooms. Him glued to the TV, me feeling a bit lonely. Do you have any advice on how to talk with him or any strategies we can use to create a more balanced weekend routine? Signed, wife of a football addict. I absolutely do. There's a gap after the 3 o'clock games and before the Sunday night game. That's like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, solid hour and a half.
That's a great time to have a little bond.
Yeah, that's when we do dinner.
On Sunday, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's when I go, you know what? I don't need to watch football anymore to my wife. And then we do something. There's no football on for that hour and a half. That's a great time for that Sunday. If you go out and don't watch football, it's just going to be met with resistance. What we do usually is during the first slate of games, the noon games, we may have a brunch that starts at like 11 that rolls into like the first 20 minutes or so of the games.
That's great.
I'm sacrificing huge.
Oh, you're willing to give up the first 20?
Willing, it's a weird word. Yeah, do I? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did that this weekend. So it's give and take. We go, we have some brunch, a little walk, do the walk at 11. Depends on what time zone you're in. But you can do that. And then there's that gap on Sunday night. Now, college football, that's a different animal.
No gaps.
There are no gaps, but college football, he kind of needs to identify his teams. Because NFL's different. You can watch every game. There's Red Zone Channel. College, you got to kind of chase games. He just needs to have his team, college, he for sure gets to watch. And then you make plans around it.
There's no football on Friday night, right? Unless you're like local Friday Night Lights stuff.
Sometimes there's a MAC game or something, but yes.
Okay.
But Friday night is pretty clear and clean.
Yeah, because Thursday night's not, Monday night's not.
But really, the key is that gap between that 3 o'clock game right. and that 7:30 game.
But okay. Amy's on to something. Friday night's not a bad night to do something.
Yeah, I think you just got to be proactive and share with him how you're feeling, and he needs to take some initiative. But
you
got to
be very sensitive about it, though.
Yeah, you can. You're allowed to share how it's making you feel.
But you have to share very sensitively.
Yeah.
Why? Y'all are watching men run into each other with a lot.
But we're still sensitive.
We get very defensive about it, though. Like you're trying to keep us from something we love.
Correct.
So
no, you don't have to even put. No one's trying to keep you from anything. You're saying, hey,
sounds like it.
I would like for us to schedule in some time.
I would just say, can I have that spot after the 3 o'clock game before the 7:30 game? That's its spot for dinner every Sunday. Can we have this? Have them dedicate it to that. Boom. Good.
Perfect.
Do something before the games.
Wow.
Boom. Good.
Or you can sit on the couch and watch with me.
It's awesome scheduling stuff with y'all.
Would you rather have nothing at all?
And that's only 5 months out of the year.
Yeah.
Would you rather have nothing at all?
Would that be your response?
That's why you can't do it like that. Because I got defensive right now to Amy.
I'm watching it right now.
If I was
kidding,
I'd be like, you're about to get nothing at all.
You're about to get...
Whoa.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's what I would suggest. Practically, from a dude who loves to sit and watch football all day, there are two gaps before the games and in between the second round of games.
Yeah.
Make him promise a Friday.
And also what?
My wife and I have a Tuesday night thing that we do because I can be away too much. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. Everybody good?
Yeah, it's great.
Don't do what Amy said.
Yeah. And then there's what, like February to August?
Basketball. All right. thank you all. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's now time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Give me that fun fact, Amy.
Well, putting sugar on a cut will make it heal faster.
Ooh, it does not feel good, though, huh?
Pour some sugar on top.
Sugar? Have you done that?
Wrap it with a bandage.
The granules of sugar crystals
will absorb any moisture that bacteria thrive on.
It's not salt, though, Bones. It may not hurt.
Yeah, it may not. Sugar. It may be kind of sweet.
Cut, if you put anything in a cut.
But sugar?
Yeah, like even Neosporin hurts.
Man, I'm telling you, sugar does not feel like that's going to be good.
It says it'll make it heal faster, so, you know.
I'm watching a whole how to use sugar to heal wounds. That just can't be good. And I love sugar so much, I'll end up licking my wound. I know how this goes.
Literally.
I'll be like, I need to. Lunchbox, what you got?
The billy goat urinates all over his belly, chest, and beard to attract a mate. and a male porcupine sprays his urine in different directions to find a female, and when he finds one he likes, he pees all over her.
That's a thing, huh?
Yeah. Marking. Imagine if you go to the bar and you're looking for a chick, and it's like, that's the one I want. Woo! It's covering pee.
Mm. I've heard stories.
Glad we've...
Yeah, I've heard stories too.
I mean,
yeah. Okay.
Morgan.
The Night's Watch cloaks in Game of Thrones. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. The things they wear.
Yeah, they're really furry. They were made from IKEA rugs. They were $250 each, and then they shaved them down and dyed them to make them look like cloaks.
That's pretty good. Eddie?
Guys, did you know that you can burn, the average person can burn 114 calories an hour just by standing? So, like, if you just stand up all day, you burn some calories.
Yeah, your body's... functioning, while it's...
But you don't think that because you're just standing.
Breaking. Yeah, but that's...
So everybody get up.
But also, it's not that many calories for an hour's work.
Two hours, you burn out of soda.
Hey, Scuba Steve, how's your thing happening over there where he had bad posture and he wanted the company to buy him a rolling desk? Scuba, what's happening with that?
They haven't bought me one yet. So I have this thing that my doctor gave me that kind of elevates it a little bit and keeps my wrists at the right level and my back straight. So this has been helping.
And you want a whole new desk that rolls?
I want one of those ones like you see doctors and doctor's offices, like a singular desk you can roll around and I can bring it into the studio and all around the building.
And what does that cost?
I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood around $200 to $300.
Okay, I will buy that for you.
Really?
If the company's not going to buy it, I'm happy to just Venmo you the money.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa.
What?
I see this one, a Capsa LX5 non... $1,500.
I'm not buying that one for you.
Right. That's a nice
one. Well, that's the one I wanted.
Okay, well, get the company to get you that one.
I'll find one that's a reasonable price.
Dang. Okay. So, you guys, I had so many fun facts today.
Come on.
Do you want more than one?
Yeah.
Because I got some good ones. First of all, Vincent Van Gogh. Familiar with him?
Mm-hmm. We've heard about
him. He's the one.
Hey, ever heard of him?
No, we're not doing that again.
So he didn't start painting until he was 27 years old. He died when he was 37. In those 10 years, he did about 900 paintings. And on average, he did one about every 4 days. And only one painting sold while he was alive. He's broke. One painting sold.
That's so sad.
That's not fun, man.
And now he's like world famous.
Mm-hmm. Starry Night, I saw it.
No, you didn't. Saw Starry Night of Rorn.
The original Starry Night. I saw.
No, we're not doing this again.
Okay. All right. Next up. You know what cereal I love? Lucky Charms. A guy named John invented Lucky Charms in 1964 when he had Cheerios, the normal Cheerios. And you know those circus peanuts that are like marshmallow, those like you get them at the gas station?
Yeah.
He put those in Cheerios and wanted to see how it tasted. And that's where the idea of the marshmallows and the Cheerios Lucky Charms came.
That's amazing.
Smart.
I love that.
And then finally, and I didn't know which one to go with. This was a sports one too. There was an NFL MVP that was a kicker one time in the history of the league. Did you know that?
Was it the guy with half a foot?
No. He made the longest for a long time, but he wasn't the MVP. This guy's name was Mark Moseley of the Redskins in 1982. He made 20 of 21 field goals. The Redskins won the Super Bowl. No other kicker's ever been named MVP. Now Moseley is a big executive at Five Guys Burgers.
What?
But he won the MVP as a kicker, which is pretty cool. You're thinking of Dempsey.
Yeah, Dempsey.
Who didn't have all his toes. And kicked a 61-yarder, I believe.
On both feet?
No, just
one
the kicking foot.
The kicking foot.
Huh. It looked like a big sledgehammer. Like you just
club.
That's interesting, because you would think something would make him off balance. I guess that's not the one he's standing on.
Well, you kind of stand on both of them.
I'm sure you figure out how to
stand
on them.
You have to move on. You have to run on both of them.
True.
Yeah.
Do you think he put little prosthetic toes?
No, he had half a foot.
Yeah.
His shoe was flat, too. Like, he didn't have toe on his shoe.
Wow.
He had a foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Tom Dempsey?
But that's not the dude we're talking about.
No. This other guy, Mark Moseley.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
I've got some great news for nature lovers. Tomorrow, September 23rd. Is National Public Lands Day, which means all the national forests, all the national parks in America are completely free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. And when you go out there for free, pick up a little bit of trash.
Well, not only that, they say that this is the biggest day for nature volunteering.
It is, really. So people go free, so they go and do stuff.
They're expecting 70,000 people this year to just volunteer at their parks, pick up trash, clean up trails, stuff like that.
How do we feel about flushing gum down the toilet?
I do it all the time.
Are we not supposed to?
I don't know. I'm asking you guys.
I don't know.
Because instead of, I'll just spit it in the toilet, but now I'm thinking about nature in my head. Are we supposed to flush gum down the toilet?
Well, it doesn't go into nature, man. Yeah, it goes into a plant.
Yeah.
You don't think that goes into nature?
No, that goes into the toilet.
It goes into a
water.
It goes into like a poopy water.
Yeah. And then eventually the ocean, guys.
What do you know about that, Mike?
You guys think your poop goes into the ocean when you flush it down the toilet?
Yeah.
It goes. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, my God.
I think it could be bad for your pipes. You can clog them up. It's stuck in there.
He's thinking about the pipes.
Yeah,
think about the pipes.
The pipes.
Issues later.
God. Where do you think it goes when you flush a toilet, Lunchbox?
Why
to a treatment
the
center.
Yeah.
Yeah, but water, yes, there. Water, but then they treat the water again and it goes.
Yeah, guys.
But they take, guys, your poop is not going into the ocean.
Where do you think our poop goes?
Oh, my God. Do you guys really think...
Here goes the overnight situation again.
How does a package get shipped?
You really think your poop is sent out to the ocean?
I think it goes through some filters.
I think everything eventually goes to the ocean.
Everything eventually goes.
I thought it was just filtered through the treatment system and then back into the water.
See, we don't know crap. There we go. Eddie, thank you for sharing that with us.
No problem, guys. You're right, Amy.
There you go.
Hey,
thank you.
Let's not get distracted. Tomorrow, all the parks are free.
Nature for everybody. Thank you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Time for easy trivia, where it's so easy you shouldn't miss. The first category is Bobby. Amy, since you're the champion, what is Bobby's favorite color?
Red.
Correct. What reality competition did Bobby win, Lunchbox?
Dancing with the Stars.
Correct. Eddie, what's my favorite?
I'm not playing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you're still eliminated.
Yeah, thank you.
Morgan, what's my favorite college team?
Oh, the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Correct. Ray, what's the name of my comedy musical?
Hey.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Abby's sitting so high, it doesn't feel like real.
I know. This is weird over here.
She's in like a temporary chair.
Like a high chair.
Abby, what's the name of my comedy act? Musical act.
Oh, Raging Idiot.
With Eddie, yes, correct. Maybe that's why I said Eddie.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Who knows? Okay, so that's it. That was easy. It's so easy. If you miss it, you're eliminated. You'll hear this.
You've been boned.
Amy, if you win one more, you'll be the only the second person ever to repeat as champion.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
Exactly.
Let's go. Let's go.
And whomever wins gets to eliminate someone for the next series.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Do you have to, though?
Yeah, because you can't have seven people
playing.
Oh,
yeah, gotcha.
90s country, Amy. Mm-hmm. Who's often referred to as the king of country?
Oh, that's my boy, George Strait.
Correct. Lunchbox. Who released the album Rope in the Wind in 1991?
Garth Brooks.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, that was tough.
Morgan, what female country artist released the album Come On Over in 1997?
My girl Shania Twain.
Correct. Abby, which country legend released the album Not a Moment Too Soon in 1994 featuring the song Don't Take the Girl and also the song Indian Outlaw?
Tim McGraw.
Correct. Everybody's still in. Let's roll on. The category is Disney characters. Amy, whose nose grew every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Correct. Lunchbox, which Disney character is known for losing her glass slipper at the Royal Ball?
Cinderella.
Correct. Morgan, which Disney character is known for falling down a rabbit hole and having adventures in Wonderland?
Alice.
Correct. Abby, what's the name of the clumsy, kind-hearted elephant who can fly with the help of a magical feather?
Dumbo.
Correct. Oh. Nice job, everybody.
That Alice in Wonderland. That was a good one, Morgan.
By the way, Amy does have
Wonderland.
Amy does have a yellow card the last game. And not that I'm even thinking about it, but if you get another yellow card, that's a red card and you're out of this.
Oh, they carry over?
Yeah.
Just one match to the next match. If you get one in a back-to-back match, that's a red card and you're out.
I don't even know what to say.
She doesn't know how to talk.
I'm not going
to
say anything
right
now.
Amy, I tell him to shut up.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. I did.
You're going to let him say that to you, Amy?
Yeah, don't take that.
Are you going to let me say that to you?
Yeah.
I'm also trying to rattle.
Well, I just thought that was not the last time, but the time before, but hey, maybe I'm
whoa,
wrong.
We are so close.
Hey, I'm on the edge. Region that
money. If I pull one more yellow out, that's red, and you're out this game and next game.
Oh, no.
Oh, Amy.
Amy, over to you. The category is 2000s. What book series by J.K. Rowling was turned into a successful film franchise in the 2000s?
J.K. Rowling. Harry Potter.
Correct. Lunchbox, what American media personality popularized the phrase, that's hot?
Paris Hilton.
Correct.
Woo!
Morgan, who played Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. Abby, what singer was introduced to the world with the hit song Just Dance in 2008?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Correct. Next, the arts is the category. Amy, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
Correct. Lunchbox, who wrote Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare.
Correct. Morgan, what is the art of folding paper into various shapes and figures often associated with Japanese culture?
Figures, shapes, origami.
Correct. Abby, who painted Starry Night?
Oh, no. You guys just talked about this.
No.
Monet. Van Gogh.
Wow.
You've been booed.
Why do I do this?
It's Van Gogh, but you said Monet first. So, yes, it's Van Gogh.
I
saw the original Starry Night, and the Lunchbox saw the replacement.
Here we go. Hmm? We're not playing that game.
Three people left.
Who is Monet?
A painter.
Claude
a
Monet.
No, what's the...
Monet and Monet were two different people.
Oh.
I think M-A was the...
Mayonnaise?
No, Manet. M-A, Manet. Oh. I've heard it's like, and Monet are different. Like, I believe Manet was... Monet's, like, it's a big part
of
inspiration.
I've never heard of Monet. I know Jen A.
Muse?
No, not Muse, but, like, it's who he learned a lot from.
Mentor.
Muse is kinda. A band.
Yeah, Muse. Okay, anyway, moving on. Iconic movies. In what 80s movie does an alien with a glowing finger develop a special bond with a young boy?
The name of the movie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, E.T.
Correct. Lunchbox, what 2000s fantasy film series starring Elijah Wood follows the quest to destroy a powerful piece of jewelry and save Middle Earth?
Who? What?
Where?
How?
Why?
When?
What 2000s fantasy film series starring Elijah Wood follows the quest to destroy a powerful piece of jewelry and save Middle Earth?
What in the what kind of loser crap is this? 2000s. I mean, I don't even know. Hunger Games.
Oh.
I have no idea.
You've been booed.
I don't know who Elijah Wood is.
Yeah.
What?
Powerful piece of jewelry would
Lord
be
of
a
the Rings.
Lord
yeah.
of the Rings. Yeah. Lord of the Rings. Okay.
Oh, I thought that was Daniel Radcliffe.
Harry Potter.
See, they're all nerds to me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they think you are super cool. All right, going on, Morgan.
Gosh!
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What classic science fiction film series follows the battle between the Rebel Alliance and the Galactic Empire?
Star Wars.
Correct.
Whoa.
Two people remain, Amy and Morgan.
Come on, Morgan. We need you.
Why are you always joining my team?
Because I don't want Amy to win.
80s cartoons.
What's the deal with peanuts? Is it a pea or is it a nut?
Amy. What cartoon follows the adventures of a barbarian prince with a magic sword as he battles the evil Skeletor?
What? What? Can you say that one more time?
The category is 80s cartoons. What cartoon follows the adventures of a barbarian prince with a magic sword as he battles the evil Skeletor?
A cartoon that's a barbarian prince? Skeletor? Ugh. Zorro.
Zorro is incorrect. Morgan, if you get this,
you're
you
shot.
Win.
Wait,
the answer is He-Man.
That's yeah, what He-Man that. Does?
He-Man.
He-Man is...
In part Skeletor, yeah.
Oh. Come on, Morgan.
Ready, Morgan.
Focus.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What small blue creatures lived in a mushroom-shaped house? They were always pursued by Gargamel.
Smurfs.
Winner.
Yeah. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Morgan!
No.
I don't understand.
Good job, Morgan. Yes. Amy with four, Morgan with three, Lunchbox with two, Abby with two.
Dang, go Morgan.
Roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on. We'll get her again next week. Nice job, Morgan. Good win there. Don't forget on Hulu tonight at 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, 8 Mountain. Watch iHeartRadio Music Festival. It'll be on Hulu, which is super cool this year. So I hope you guys check it out. Here's a voicemail from Caroline from Austin.
Bobby, I was just thinking, I don't know that you've ever actually told the story of when you owned the trademark to Make America Great Again and then made Donald Trump write a check to St. Jude for it. I would really love to hear the story. I know you said it was a bad story or a sad story, but I think we all need to hear it.
Environment's not right yet.
Mm.
It's a bad one. Everybody loses in this one.
When will the environment be
I don't
right?
know, not right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I did own it. Environment's not good. One day, we'll get to it. There's no reason to divide anybody, you know? We're a show, it's inclusive, everybody comes in, we all hug it out, have a good time, don't we leave politics at the door, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, one day I'll do it. I thought about writing it in a book once, and then I was like, I don't want to do that either right now. So one day, it's very entertaining. I thought I was going to die.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Fall is the worst season for auto accidents, and experts have three main reasons why.
Time change.
Well, diminishing light.
Leaves on the ground.
Has to do with that.
When you slip, your car slips.
Actually, y'all have got two out of the three. Yeah, slick surfaces, and it's from wet leaves. It can
feel... Oh, I was totally making a joke.
No.
Eddie's joke.
Yeah, I was kind of joking, too.
Yeah, like Three Stooges, like...
Wet leaves can make driving surfaces slick as ice.
Hmm.
Whoa.
I don't believe it. But what's the third one?
Deer.
Oh, yeah.
It's mating season.
They just smell the road getting it on.
That's crazy because they're just not, they're stupid at that time of year.
Yeah, but
they have one thing
on
their mind.
Think about men. We're also stupid all the times of the year. Yes, so it's not just a deer thing. Okay.
Well, so just keep those three things in mind. I like when there's signs that tell me there's deer. Because in highly deer populated
like
areas.
Like one of those signs is deer humping? And so you have to look out for it?
No, but it's hard to know when a deer is going to come out. But it is helpful if however the city knows where they hang out and they put up those signs.
Got it.
They just guess? Like
probably where there are other accidents or there's like... Yeah,
they should have sensors where like a deer gets close that's like the flashes like
is
a
that
railroad.
What you want to do with our tax money?
Well, maybe not.
Yeah. Okay.
So dating debt is becoming a thing, especially among Gen Zers. They say that they're incurring debt from going on dates, but it's not keeping them from dating. They're willing to do it.
Hey, Morgan, let me ask, because you're in the dating world now, is it mostly dudes, or do you feel like you're paying for more of your dates more than ever, or at least your half of dates?
I feel like I pay for some of the dates later on, but not in the beginning. I feel like it's mostly guys.
That's even how it was. Back in my day, 4 years ago.
And I think that is the common thing that's happening, but people were polled to see who should pay, and only 44%, which I thought was low, said that the man should absolutely pay for the first date.
Yeah, but I don't know that even Morgan would say absolutely the man has to pay. I think just generally we do.
Yeah, I don't think absolutely. Like, if we go to dinner, he pays for dinner. I would offer to, like, if we decide to go to drinks, I would try and buy drinks.
Would it be a deal breaker, though, if he was like, hey, we'll split this on a first dinner?
Dutch?
No one calls it Dutch. Not since like Moonlighting was on with Bruce Willis it Dutch.
That's good to know. Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a deal breaker unless like I'm getting other like financial problems.
Right. So that don't let that stat get you. People that are like, a dude must pay, I wouldn't even want to be with them. I would want to pay, but I wouldn't want somebody who like declared I must pay.
Yeah, that's a good catch.
I'd rather go watch two deer get it on than to be with them.
No, you caught the word absolutely, which I didn't, so that was a good catch. And some daters are saying, hey, I won't be offended if you take me to do something that doesn't cost money, like go for a hike.
I know this place where the deer get it on.
Look at the sign.
And then the average cost of a first date is $91. Oh. Dang.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Okay, a study shows that talking with others in person, even if it's a stranger, boosts your mood more than texting, scrolling, or being alone.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, I don't want to be the stranger that someone just comes up and starts talking to.
That's a good point.
You know? So I hear you. It's fine. I mean, you find a willing participant. But if somebody just comes up like, hey, well, you want to talk? I don't.
Well, that's the thing. You think it's not going to be enjoyable, but that's what they found in the study. Most people were like, nah, scrolling my phone would be more fun. And then when they found themselves in a conversation with a stranger, that ended up being more fulfilling. Try it out.
You can do that like on an airplane or a bus or something.
No, I have headphones.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do. You put those right on.
I just need time for me, you know?
Okay, well, maybe this weekend.
I do agree, though, if you get a good one. You catch a good one. You get a big one on the line, like a fun person or an interesting person, yes. But just generally, most people don't want to. We got other things happening.
But you never know if they're interesting unless you talk to them.
Amen. Boom. Go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Rebecca Wendt of Bryan, Texas, would drive to work every day, and there'd be the same guy walking down the road in his little shirt with a logo on it. So she's like, man, I guess he walks to work every single day. And finally, she was like, I wonder why he walks. So she contacted his place of work and said, hey, who is this guy? Can you give me his phone number? And so they gave him the phone number. She called him and said, why do you walk to work every day? He said, I had a bike. It broke. And so now I walk 2 miles to work and 2 miles home. She's like, oh, that's not right. So she gets online and says, hey, friends, there's this guy that walks to work. Let's get him a bike. Over an hour, $1,000, bought him an electric bike.
Wow, that's awesome.
Electric bike's legit, too, because you just pedal a little bit, then you go electric.
That's cool.
And it helps
you. Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You just chill.
It helps you. Well, you still got to do a little bit, but yes, it does help you a lot.
Yeah, and then she had extra money. She gave it to him, and then this is him talking about it, how it brought tears to his eyes.
It's emotional. Brought tears to my eyes, you know. I mean, what she gave me was just remarkable.
She didn't have to do that at all. Like she saw a guy walking to work. Yeah. Yep.
I wonder if anybody ever sees me biking to work and thinks, oh, we should get that guy a car.
According to Abby, people see you biking to work and like, dude, get out, move.
Are you
holding up traffic?
At like a logo? Because are they going to know where to call?
No, I should.
You should do one of those sweaters. Call this number. How's my biking?
877-77-BOBBY.
All right, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A boy in South Carolina was arrested for pretending to be a cop, including he was conducting traffic stops.
Kind of funny. How old was the boy?
He's probably 16 or 17.
Okay, not funny.
That's funny. Like,
it's not funny.
He's out there being no. He is trying to be what he's chasing his dream.
No, you chase your dream by getting good grades, going to school, be a police officer that way. A boy in South Carolina, he outfitted a Dodge Charger with emergency lights and started pulling people over, claiming he was a real officer. But the cops get a call. They're like, hey, someone's wearing black tactical gear conducting traffic stops. It's right at the border, and they don't really look like an adult. So when Doogie Howser walks up as a cop... The driver had red and blue light bars mounted inside the car. But see, there were like people that were pulling people over and doing bad stuff to people.
Mm. Yeah.
That's why it's not, it can't be funny because people would pull people over and then.
Yeah. And then if you get a real cop behind you, like, I'm not stopping. And then it's a high speed chase. I get that.
He was identified as a juvenile, so they won't say his name. Mm. But it's, imagine a kid.
But do you think they should like maybe interview him for a job? Like, hey, like maybe in the future you can be a cop.
I think that after he gets in trouble and learns why he can't do what he's doing, sure, he can go that route if he likes, but I don't think they give him an advantage because he was pulling people over illegally.
I mean, he stepped up. Like, he went out.
He didn't step up. No, he just thought it'd be fun to pull people over. That's from WSOC-TV.
And what guts.
Yeah, major guts.
No, guts to be able to actually pull someone over. And then when you walk up as this little kid, it's like, what? Because I used to
think, he's an idiot kid.
Yeah, but when he walks in your car, guts. You're like, what?
Guts is a real police officer who's out there protecting.
No, I get that.
This isn't 16-year-olds look older, though.
No, they don't look
not that old. That old. Not in tactical gear on the side of the highway. All right, now time for Amy's Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What did the nose say to the finger? Stop picking on me.
That was the Morning Corny.
Nice. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Crossport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
his name is Kane Brown. He has 10 number ones. For example, here's Thank God.
Thank God I get to wait.
Here is Like I Love Country Music.
Baby, I love you like I love.
Here is Bury Me in Georgia.
Bury me in Georgia.
He's got a new single called I Can Feel It. His 2024 tour, he just announced, we'll talk about it later on in the show, but he's killing it. He's playing our iHeartRadio Music Festival tonight, Las Vegas. Here he is.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
I text Kane last night and I said, hey, we're going to do a bit on the air. I don't ever want to just put somebody here and like say, okay, bet your money. I don't want to put you on the spot. I say, hey, Kane, let's do a little golf thing. And he replies like 2 words. He goes, okay, yeah, I'm in. I'll win. Something like that, right? And then I was like, a loser donates. And he goes, I'll win, but I'll donate as well. And then he just like left. I was like, all right, buddy. We'll see. So anyway, good friend Kane Brown is here. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Good to see you, buddy. Let's talk about music first. I saw whenever you were teasing the new single on Instagram, what was your like cryptic tease? Was it something to do with an old song? Because I have a clip of I Can Feel It here. What was that tease? Didn't you talk about the song somehow? Like it's coming out, like there's some...
Yeah, I think I just put it on my story.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it wasn't like my usual teases.
So was it cryptic?
What does that mean?
I feel like I didn't know Phil Collins. When I saw your teases, I didn't know Phil Collins. This was like a version of this song.
Oh, yeah, because really the only thing... I mean, you feel it in the air, but the only other thing about it is the drum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me play a clip here. Here you go, Ray.
It's turning to a we should probably get up.
So what do you have to do songwriting-wise whenever you're taking something like this? Because obviously that's a Phil Collins song.
Yeah.
So what happens?
He gets a lot of the song.
Really?
Yeah. Can I say how much it was? Does it matter? Yeah, he gets 60% of the song.
Oh, okay. That's not as much as I thought it was going to be, honestly.
No, there was somebody else I know that did it, got a little bit more.
I thought it'd be like 85%.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, well, that's good. And who makes that call? Or do you have to make a call? Do you have to get permission? Because you have to get permission to like sample, but not to cover, correct?
Yeah, and then that's all publishing company,
dang,
you know, back and forth.
Do you ever get nervous that they say no and then you have to like change small things?
They usually don't. They usually would just take a huge percentage, which I don't care about the percentage really. I mean, my publishing company does, but I just care about the song. I've been just focusing on like high energy songs for my show. And when this, you know, when we got this one, I was so pumped for it. So
Bury Me in Georgia, energy wise, it's a jam, dude.
Oh man,
is it one of your favorite ones to perform?
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody hears that bell come on, yeah, and just loses their minds.
Is that why you recorded that song? Because you know it'd be good live.
No, I recorded it because it speaks to me. I mean,
but you wrote it too, by the way. But
yeah. And just, you know, hearing that "Go Dogs" on the headstone, that really, you know, that really got me.
Here's a Bury Me in Georgia.
Bury me in Georgia. Let me rest in peace underneath the pines, yeah.
Where do you do that in your tour?
It's right after the like, acoustic set.
I haven't been to show. I don't
know. No, yeah. So we do 3 songs that are acoustic. So it's probably 7th song in.
I'd like to go to your show, but I can't get tickets.
You know who to call.
I don't know.
I can never get tickets.
Kane is all over the place. So guys, go to KaneBrownMusic.com. I mean, I look at your crowd, they are massive crowds. And I think you're one of these people, and you're definitely now starting to get the acknowledgement of you're one of the biggest artists in the format, period. But for people that don't know, until they know, the shows that you're playing are so massive. Like when you played Fenway, that was a jam-packed baseball stadium.
Yeah, it was so cool, man.
A little bit, are you like, I'm playing thousands of people and like nobody's even giving me one single flower, because I would be ticked.
Yeah, no, I do. I've talked about it with some of my friends. I feel like I'm like the artist that is kind of flying under the radar. But then I look at a lot of other artists, and I don't realize the size rooms that they're playing. And I'm like, dang. So I feel like it's not, you know, it's not just me. There's a lot of other artists as well that's doing the same things.
Yeah, I sold out Fenway twice. I didn't say anything to you about it. I did it two nights in a row, and Kane didn't even message me or anything. And I was like, all right, whatever. How are the kids? Good?
They're great, man. Growing fast.
What's it? You know, you have two girls.
Two girls.
Is that tough?
No. I always wanted a boy, but now that I have my girls, I wouldn't, you know, change it for the world. My youngest, Cody, she's going to be the brute, and Kingsley's definitely going to be the girly girl, get my nails done.
So Kingsley with three?
Yeah, about to be four in October.
What's that age like for you?
Just fun, never wanting to sit down, always wanting me to chase her, you know.
Do you feel like having a second daughter, is a lot of that repeating itself and you know how to do it, or is she just a completely different experience in herself?
No, she's, you know, she falls down, she doesn't cry like Kingsley. But I will say Kingsley is such a good mom, basically. Like, she's such a nurturer. I think she gets that from Caitlin, because it's definitely not from me. But she's so well at being a big sister, and like, she'll just randomly hug her and give her kisses and say, I love you, Cody. And it'll just melt your heart.
Do you see yourself in them in different ways?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Your traits, even though they're so young?
Yes, definitely. Both their attitudes.
Even though they're different?
Excuse me. Yeah. Cody's definitely going to be the hold my earrings type girl. And Kingsley, she's like I said, she's like a Sour Patch Kid, super sweet. But then when that attitude changes, it's over.
Do they sing?
Oh, yeah. They were singing last night. I was going to take a video and post it on Instagram, but I didn't. I wish I would have. But, yeah, they're both starting to sing.
That's a cool story. How you almost did something and didn't do it. Yeah, right. It's a really cool story. Yeah.
But that's also Kate. Kate's the one that, you know, she sings with her on the karaoke machine all the time and all that.
Yeah. I was going to give you a new car today, a new Lamborghini, but I didn't.
I'm sick, man.
No, I didn't.
That's a cool story.
So, yeah. So who do you think, though, because we're going to play this golf game in a second, who do you think has won more playing golf with each other, me or you? The answer will be me. That is correct.
I think it's 2-1, and now it's about to be 2-2.
I think the answer, yes. Are you getting to play a bunch on the road?
Yeah. Yeah, we played these last 3 days in the fastest greens I've ever played on.
Where do you feel like you're getting a lot better?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot better.
Well, what's your golf? What are you best at? Because you can hit it a long way.
Yeah, well, I was about to say, I'm getting better at chipping. Chipping's probably my best attribute right now.
Do you have and before we play this little challenge, I'll be vulnerable with you for a second. Golf, for me, I even talked about it on the show, I was always embarrassed to talk about it because it felt like such a rich person thing. And growing up, I was very poor. And I worked maintenance on a golf course, and they never let us play. You only got to play if you worked in the cart barn or food and beverage or like administration. And so me, who had weed eat and mow 8-9 hour, they never let us play on the golf course. So I was always jealous of people who played golf. And now I love golf, but I'm always kind of like, do people think I'm like out of touch because I play golf? Because I always felt like I just have a socioeconomic truck. Yeah. Do you have that at all with golf, or are you just like, nah, good?
No, I've been playing for 2 years, and I didn't know anything about golf. I didn't.
Because you didn't grow up with it.
No, when I was in school, if you were on the golf team, you were a dork.
A dork.
So it wasn't like
I didn't think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, the other day I went in to Dick's and I had to get clothes to go golf. And the new Stealth 2 driver was there. And I was like, I was like, maybe I'll buy it. So because like we were talking about last time, people send me golf clubs. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even really have to buy them. So I went, this is the only golf club that I bought other than my first set. Bought the Stealth 2 driver when I took it up there, and they rang it up and it said $700. I said, this is why I wouldn't have played in high school, because I wouldn't have been able to afford it.
Yeah, also, $700 probably what? That was, in high school, they're probably like $250, but still.
But yeah.
But like East Bay would have had them. You have East Bay back in the day? Did you play ball at all, baseball?
Yeah.
Do you have the East Bay magazine, or was that way before you?
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
You're old.
I know.
That's really awkward.
I know.
But it resonated with me because I saw a guy on TikTok and he said, if I don't feed my family for a month, that I can afford the Stealth 2 driver.
Yes. But I'm trying to be better at just experiencing it and not worrying about childhood traumas. and not comparing them. And Amy tells me, don't worry about it, right?
If you don't know, yes, you should live in the now. We don't need to live in the past. We need to live in the present.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I start crying. I don't even want to do the competition anymore. Tonight, Kane is playing at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, which, big show, because one, it's like the biggest show of the whole year. All these genres, all these artists. Do you pay attention to anybody playing before or after you? Because it's not so much a situation where they've tiered it, you know, opener. They just put people on. Will you watch any of the acts around you? Not even who, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but does that like intimidate you at all or motivate you?
I mean, I always try to watch every artist, no matter what it is, because I feel like there's always something different that you can see that they do. But I will say I am really excited. I don't even know if he's on the same night as me, but it's kind of iconic because Lil Wayne's performing, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, I definitely got to check that out.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
What kind of music was played in your house growing up that you didn't choose but you were exposed to?
I mean, there was everything, man. We had LimeWire, so it was anything you could download. But I'd say a lot of... my little brother played a lot of rock, like AC/DC, Kiss. My mom was all over the place with Shania Twain, Missy Elliott, Sierra. I mean, I could go. My mom was a human jukebox.
What was your mom's? Did she have a favorite artist specifically?
No, I wouldn't say she had a favorite. I will say there was some dirty stuff played when I was a kid in the car, though.
Just like hip hop?
Yeah.
But did you know what it meant? Because, like, would be at school dances and it'd be like, stand back, you're dancing kind of close. Oh, do you remember dancing? I feel a little poke coming through.
Next too close. Like, do you know that song?
Just be in sixth grade dancing to that.
I want to hear it say I know that song, but I don't know for 100%.
Stop. Yeah. I feel a little poke coming through
on you.
On you.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Yeah, but I just now realized what that meant.
Right. Well, we didn't know at the time either. Yeah. That's why I'm curious, if you knew what was being said, actually.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited.
Yeah. Who sings that?
It's Next is the name of the group. So they had one song, but I try, but I can't hide it. Yeah, it's about a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely what it's about. We definitely
Humpty Dance was crazy, too.
But I don't know if that was about that.
What do you mean?
Stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny,
But
you all making money, see? So your world, I hope you're ready for me. And I gather around, because I'm the new fool in town. And it sounds laid down by the underground.
That's impressive.
But I don't know that it says anything about...
It's not really dirty.
I think it's just a dance.
Getting busy.
Well, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, but that's just the one line.
Oh, and whoop, there it is. Dude, that's what it is.
Whoop, there it is. That's a bad... You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's what they used to say at like the club, we'll call them the nudie clubs.
Oh, really?
They said what?
I didn't know that.
Oh, like...
I can tell you off air, but that song was started because whenever...
figure it out.
Girl, whenever they would go full, the guys would go, whoop, there it is.
Yeah, okay.
Legit.
That's crazy.
I like that song even more now.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's that. Yeah. Nice. So, here we are.
I saw you standing on the counter. It wasn't me.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious.
Not about that, actually.
What is that about?
What do you mean?
Shaggy, It Wasn't Me is not about what you thought it was about. It is actually...
I even caught you on camera.
It isn't. It wasn't. It's not dirty. We all thought it was, so they let it go with that.
Huh.
You stole some jewelry.
Something. I don't remember what it is.
It wasn't me.
But yeah. Okay. Yeah. What do you like? What do you like now? Is there anything you like now that you're listening to?
It gets hard for me because once I get to the music part, like the album stuff, I just literally start listening to my stuff on repeat, as weird as that sounds. But I just don't want anybody... I just basically listen to see if I get tired of it.
Do you ever hear mistakes in songs that you missed? For example, my first book I wrote, I found like 3 typos after it was already out. I went through and checked it over and over again, but I found 3 typos in it that everybody missed. Do you ever hear like something that, I wish I would have fixed that from like 2 records ago?
Yeah.
What would that be? Like a instrument thing or a voice thing or what?
No, I mean, it's starting to become like lyrics a lot, but then it's like... You either fix it or you fix it and then you don't like it and then you just like whatever.
Do you have any lyrics that are to you that you wrote and you sang that kind of like now you're like, oh, I cringe when I hear that?
Oh, yeah. It's like a lot of my first songs that I ever wrote that I don't play and won't ever play again.
Because you're just like, I can't say that stuff again?
Yeah. Well, no, not that. It's just like, you know, when you're first learning to do something and then... Like my song that I absolutely can't stand is Don't Go City on Me, which was my first song I ever wrote. And then...
But you should feel that way, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you're not...
You're not progressing.
But yeah, it's hard.
Oh, my God.
How much to play that, though, if someone said, hey, come...
Well, nothing. I'm not playing it.
No, but $50,000.
No.
Really?
What? I ain't playing it.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
The sad thing is, yeah.
You still know all of it?
Yeah.
Just like a little bit right
$250,000.
Okay.
An in-town... No phones allowed wedding.
Okay, no phones allowed. Nobody can post on social media. I'll do it.
Okay, good. See, that's what they
got him.
Everybody's got a price, you know what I mean? I'll play it for that, too. Yeah. Okay, we're going to come back with Kane in just a second. We're going to do this little golf situation here. Loser will donate to St. Jude.
You're playing Kane, right?
Yeah.
You realize he has more money than you?
I don't care.
No, I don't mean nothing. And I'm donating regardless.
You got more money than me?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
All right, check the wallets.
I don't even I don't want to know.
Oh, no.
So no, I'm not talking about cash. I just mean generally.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
Probably.
Can you're rich, rich?
No.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
You're not rich?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you are.
My money's in my investments.
No, I hear you,
but
I
have investments.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Who do you think's worth more, really? Me or you?
You.
Okay, you're just saying that.
I'm so serious.
You're out of your mind. But you're answering it like a joke.
I'm not. I'm being serious. You.
Like, I'm just worried for Bobby in this next segment because you're like rich, rich. You have more money than Bobby. And then, like, all day you can just practice golf. Bobby's working all the time. I mean, not saying you don't work, but you go on the weekend.
He's saying you don't work. Yeah, he's saying you just go around.
But, I mean, you play video games a lot and you practice your golf a lot.
Yeah, I play video games and golf all
the time. You're a very involved dad.
Oh, man, Bobby, I'm working.
Pretty good life there,
buddy.
But
we also know you work.
All right, we're going to come back with Kane Brown, who apparently does nothing but play golf and video games. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. So Kane and I are both here. What we're going to do...
Oh, Kane just threw his fat wallet over there. Did you see how... I mean, it was fat.
It's a lot of
bounced,
receipts
like,
in
boom,
there.
Boom. Like, okay. I had a lot of padding.
So here's what we're going to do. You're going to get 5 putts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everyone you miss, $100 to St. Jude.
Okay.
And the loser has to throw another 250 on top of their money they lost.
Where'd this come from?
I don't know. I'm just like making crap up. It's a hospital.
All right, let's make it 350.
All right. Okay. Do you hear what
he
said?
Oh, yeah, 350. Hey.
Bobby,
don't go into his
game. I'm getting lured into it.
Yeah, you're getting lured
into
it. Yeah, okay. You got a mortgage to pay, man. He doesn't.
He doesn't.
He pays cash for things, man.
Okay.
Come on.
All right.
He says, I got investments.
But Lunchbox is fascinated with how much money Kane has.
Lunchbox, you... Invested. Oh yeah, we got investments. Me and Bobby.
Yeah, we got investments. That's right. Hey, we got investments too. You ever heard of Robin Hood?
WWE.
Kane, are you ready?
We got WWE stock.
Robin.
whatever you got to do to get that ready. You can get around the microphone, kick that ball out the way. This is ball number one.
Right.
You can go from there. We're gonna move it back every time.
Alrighty.
All right, Kane's
your bones. Scoot over a little bit so I can see Kane.
Oh, he's actually lining it up.
Which hole does it have to go in?
The middle one.
The water's on the left and the sand trap's on the right.
that's what that is.
Yeah. Looks like they were butt cheeks. It looks like two butt cheeks, but yes.
All right, here we go.
Shh. Do we have to be quiet?
Oh, in the water. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Kane. No.
That's usually me,
really. Oh.
Oh, man. Hey, all right. Maybe he doesn't practice enough.
Number two.
This is the worst part of my game is putting.
Oh, boy. I mean, he's got to straddle that microphone.
You can move the microphone. It's in your way.
All right.
Putt number two is good.
Good putt. Good putt.
One for two.
Oh, whoa. It came back to you. That's cool.
Yeah, it's technology.
It's like a bowling alley.
It's a fake green.
It's like
man.
A plastic race car technology. It's like, nice.
Cool.
All right, here we go. It's up and.
Oh,
it fell in.
Dude, he started. Hey.
He's feeling it now?
Yeah, I think he was sandbagging you a little bit. He wanted you to up the money.
Well, it cost him $100 for that sandbag, so.
Ken, there's a bump there. You're going to go over that bump?
I feel like.
Well, that's what Bobby said, move it back.
Yeah, you got to go over the bump now.
Wow, wow, wow.
You got two off the mat.
Oh, right, boy.
Here's Kane with his fourth putt. He's lining it up.
Oh, that's way
hits
off.
The bump, and he's
in. Oh, my gosh!
Woo-woo!
I told you, Bobby.
And he's in. He's got one more putt to go.
And you guys upped it to 450?
Kane is 3 for 4.
Okay.
And he...
In
the water.
All right. It's now my turn. So I got to make 3 out of 5 in order to tie.
Oh, man. All right. Good luck.
3 out of 5.
All right, Kane, you got to narrate.
I was actually pretty impressed with myself, I'm not going to lie. And where am I not standing in front of him?
You're good. Anywhere.
I did this last time.
Putt 1.
I'm gonna kneel down.
Okay.
Nice. See, you can tell you look way better at putting than I do.
Wait, it's so quiet.
Why are you talking about back?
Amy. Oh, he's in the water. He's in the water.
I'm in the water. Dang it!
Wow.
My backswing.
Cannot blame that on me.
Wow. Who else are you going to blame it on?
We talked all.
Oh, no way we did.
Yes.
No, are you team Kane?
I'm on Amy's side.
I mean, loyalty. Bobby, how long has Amy been with us?
Not too long.
Yeah, right. Obviously.
Here we go. Number 3. I'm 1 for 2. That's money.
Oh!
Nice.
Good putt. In the middle of it.
Yeah.
So does that.
You want Bobby not to be able to pay his mortgage?
Exactly.
Come on.
I think he's good.
Is that okay, Kane, there?
Yeah, you're good, buddy.
Oh, this is impressive.
That was 4, right?
That's 4. If I make this.
If you make this, you win, and I'm down.
You're down.
You're down a nickel, man.
Crazy.
Come on, like, relax.
Here, hold on. No,
It's
not about the money for me, it's about losing.
Exactly.
I understand.
Me and Bobby are the most competitive people.
No, I understand about being competitive, dude. Oh, boy.
Oh, if you make this.
Bobby, what are you thinking about?
Okay, Bobby, you make this one. I'm going to add $200 to the bet.
Well, the problem is I don't have any.
Oh, there it goes. That was a stroke.
That's a weird stance.
Here we go.
That was deep.
For the win.
Get in.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness!
I thought it was in.
One putt, sudden death.
Basketball shot with a golf ball.
Basketball shot.
Put your putters away.
So putters away. We're going to stand here at the trash can and shoot them. First one to make one wins. Here we go. Kane with the first throw. Throwing it to the hole.
Oh, he hit the Sonic Cup.
That was our equipment.
Terrible.
Yep.
All right. I watched this game on ESPN2 once called Cornhole. Ever heard of it?
Oh, he rolled it.
Oh, it's in the sand.
Sand trap.
Oh, my goodness.
You going to try to steal my style or what?
How much money's on the line here?
Well, see, he said a basketball shot and then just...
Hey, have you never seen the guys do granny shots?
Yeah, they do that.
That's right. Here we go. Here's Kane stealing my style.
Oh, that's terrible.
Off the green.
Missed bad. That's embarrassing.
I thought he played basketball.
That's embarrassing.
Hopefully not for money.
Dang, that's embarrassing. I don't ever play no celebrity games when I'm around. Here we go. And let's count the money.
Oh, he hit the mic.
You should have moved the mic, guys.
All right.
I mean, shoot it like a man, Kane.
One ball left.
No, shoot it like a... Come on.
You want me to lose here.
No, I don't.
Sorry. Here we go.
I want you to shoot it.
That sucked.
Dude, that was nothing but golf hole.
I never heard that expression.
Nothing but golf hole.
Nothing but golf hole. Hey.
Wow. Okay, here
That's
we go.
Right.
Dang.
Hey, no, there are people who play games. There are gamers who game.
Right.
Kane,
right.
Don't you feel bad about Bobby's money?
Shh. Whoa.
Oh, I barely missed it.
So close.
Okay, you are the winner. Come here. Kane Brown. Clap for the guy here, Kane Brown.
Good job, Kane.
What would you like to say to all your fans out there that really supported you through this?
I would just like to say thank you. This means the world to me. I feel like I just won the Super Bowl. I beat Bobby at golf.
All right. I got $500 going to St. Jude. And what
I got money. I'm matching. Whatever you pay, I'm paying.
Okay. $1,000 going to St.
Yeah.
Jude.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Since you guys did that, I'll just clap.
You going to match our claps?
No.
Okay. So tonight, Kane will be at our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. I'm going to switch microphones. You guys go see Kane on tour. It is an awesome show. Go to KaneBrownMusic.com, and you're playing pretty consistent till the end of the year, huh? Like it's like September or October, something like that?
I'm done after this month of this year.
Wait, what? What month are we in?
Yeah, the Vegas is my last show.
We're in September.
Yeah, we're September.
We're in September. Oh, yeah. Hey, great tour, man.
Thank you. Wait, so he's done. Now he can play video games and do nothing?
Now he can just play video games.
He has the rest of your off. He's going to be chilling.
Yeah, tonight, last show, iHeartRadio Music Festival. Kane, good to see you, buddy. All right, there he is. Kane Brown.
Yeah.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kane Brown.
So as we were wrapping up in that last segment, I was like, Kane, how about that tour? And he's like, I'm done touring forever. And then that's actually not the case because we're supposed to announce your tour for next year.
Yeah.
What can you announce?
It's going to be my biggest tour so far. I'm really pumped about it. I believe we got 6 stadiums.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I'm excited. We're moving up to...
Dude, that's awesome.
That part. Thanks.
Did you strategically pick what stadiums you wanted to go play?
I did not. My team did.
Somebody did?
Yeah. I think we're playing Seattle.
Yeah, I got them here. I just want to know what you would know. Okay.
That's Boston, I think, again.
Go ahead.
The Rangers Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
I have no idea if you're right or not. I'm just saying.
And I can't think of the fifth one.
Los Angeles. So starting in March of 2024, Pittsburgh, Newark, New Jersey, Detroit, Toronto, Buffalo, Kansas City, Des Moines, Grand Forks, Lubbock, Houston, Texas, and the Toyota Center. It could keep going all the way until September of 2024, where you do play Globe Life Field. You play Coors Field in Denver, which is going to be crazy.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm just letting you know all this for the first time. So, KaneBrownMusic.com. You guys go watch.
Is there a KaneBrown.com?
I think there's a comedian that probably has that website already.
Okay, yeah.
Did you try to get it?
Yeah. Luckily, I got my Instagram handle from him. But
you bought it from him?
I don't know how that works.
I tried to buy mine from somebody. He won't sell it to me. He's like 17 mm-hmm. followers.
Mine's a fairy artist, Amy Brown.
Really?
Yeah, I can't get it. She's
like she draws fairies?
Yes.
Got it.
Some people think I also draw fairies.
Hey,
in addition
Scuba,
to this.
Would you have Kane's manager come up to the microphone in there for a second? Yeah. Martha, will you come over to the microphone, please? Just please.
That's why.
I'm not putting.
He's gonna roast me.
No, I'm not gonna roast anything. Yeah, just put those on right there. I'm not. I know her. It's all good. We're friends. Did we forget anything here? You have two people here.
So the tour will have announced that day.
So today.
Well, it announces on the 20th, 2 days prior.
Okay, so we announced it 2 days ago.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. And then it people can register for tickets while this interview is live.
Okay.
Then it actually goes on sale to the general public the following Friday.
Got it. So a week from today, you can buy tickets to this whole tour in 2024.
But if you go to canebrownmusic.com right now, you can pre-register and you could pre-buy your ticket because a lot of these shows sell out in the pre-sale.
You can pre-buy. What is that?
Yeah, like so you get a code. The pre-sale. Yeah, you get a code.
So today, but if it's a pre-sale, but you can just buy them, isn't that a sale?
Well, no, because today you're registering for a code that on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week you can use to buy your tickets before any other Joe on Ticketmaster would.
How proud are you of this guy?
So proud.
I mean, it's all seriousness.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Me too. And I shouldn't, I mean, and he's like my friend, but I'm just like so proud of him. And it's like I see his shows getting bigger and bigger and his fan base growing and his songs getting, I mean, I also am very proud. I can't imagine how proud you are every single day.
It's awesome. And it's an incredible journey. And to watch him grow every day and get better and better, connect with more fans, it's amazing.
Do you ever tell him, nah, that song sucks, Kane?
Do I ever say that?
You don't say that, but you're like, not this one.
Yeah. Not my favorite. I think that's my line. It's not my favorite.
Well, congratulations. Great to see you. And canebrownmusic.com. You can pre-register for the registration that's registering on the registration day.
Yeah, it's very simple.
I like that. Yes, yes. Canebrownmusic.com. Kane, good to see you, buddy. And we will see you guys soon.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Yes, yes. As Scuba Steve, our executive producer, enters the studio,
it's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
What are you going to talk about, Scuba Steve?
So I have a really hard time getting rid of things in my life. I guess I'm very sentimental. And I've had this backpack, and I brought it with me. Here it is. It's a Disney JanSport backpack.
Oh, it looks totally 1991.
Yes, well, I've been using it not 1991.
Is that Mickey Mouse on there?
It's like a Mickey Mouse caver.
Cool.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. You may have seen it around the office. I've had it for eight or 9 years now, but the zipper broke on it. I tried fixing it. I can't get it to work. I went and bought a new backpack, but I'm having the hardest time getting rid of this backpack.
Eddie's a hoarder, too.
I am.
Yeah.
I don't like getting rid of things.
It's weird.
My wife actually has to throw stuff away for me.
Yeah, my wife too. It's tough. I haven't made the full transformation out of this backpack into the new backpack yet because I just can't let go of it.
But what does this backpack meant to you? Like, why are you so attached to it?
I mean, this backpack it was with me when I moved to Los Angeles. It came to all the iHeartRadio festivals, country festival.
Wow.
It's been everywhere with me. It's been on trips to Hawaii. I mean, this has been everywhere with me.
And that's why you like it so much?
That's why. I mean, it's a cool backpack to me at least. And it just has a lot of memories attached to this. It even has like a working tag on it from the festival last year. Like, I'm just really sentimental and stupid.
That's really cool.
That's me.
That's not stupid.
Not at all.
Yeah, kind of. Just
it's a backpack, man.
It's a backpack.
No, but that's
but it carries a lot of
it's
memories.
It's only 8 years, too. It's all work stuff. So, fine. You have your own reasons. I love it.
Yes.
Cool, cool.
Also, why would you buy a new one? Just go to a charity event and get three.
Exactly. But you're also a hoarder.
I am a hoarder, yes.
So, this is the challenge. But I want to switch it a little bit here.
Okay.
Everybody, what I want you to do.
Oh, no. Don't even do it.
You're going to make us get rid
You're
of something?
You're going to make us get rid of something that we've had?
I'm going to make you go to your significant other, and you can just chill. And
oh, no.
Fine.
Ask your kids.
You can bring in your own, Amy.
Okay.
And ask your significant other, what's the one thing that you have that they're so annoyed that you still have?
Oh.
How do I
and it's time to say goodbye to it.
She's going to say my Joe Montana picture.
You shouldn't have to get rid of that.
My autographed Joe Montana picture. She's been trying to get rid of it for years.
But if it's garbage, just ask, and then we'll all get rid of what our significant other thinks is the thing for us to get rid of.
Yeah. Even you?
Oh, yeah. I already know what she's going to say, and it drives me crazy.
It's going to be one of your t-shirts.
Yes. It's my Razorback shirt that I've had forever. It's my favorite shirt, and I know she's going to say it. That's okay.
Oh, no.
You're going to get rid of it?
I know what my wife's going to say. Dang it.
The Ultima?
The Ultima.
for sure.
I mean, she's going to make me bring that in.
I also suggest we burn it in the back alley. That'd be kind of cool to burn your car.
Nah. Wow, yeah. Let's do that.
Amy wants to burn
Let's
it.
Blow it up.
Everybody bring in something that is annoying. You should ask your ex-husband what was the most annoying thing. And if he didn't take it with him, then you can have it.
Okay, so I'm picking out something of his or mine?
No, he's picking out something of yours. Like, what does he think you should throw away?
Okay.
Oh, boy. No.
He's going to be like, well, this is one of the perks for him is not having to be a part of this stuff anymore.
Okay. Well, then you just bring something that you think annoyed him.
Okay.
Okay? Next week, we'll do it.
Man, I don't like this.
Everybody feel good?
Not really.
Nope. Oh,
Eddie's such a hoarder.
I'm going to hate this thing.
I'm with you, dude. This backpack right here, I don't want to burn it, but we're going to have to.
And don't lie.
Why would we ever lie, man?
Wait, are we going to burn him?
I don't know. We don't want to cause a fire. I mean, maybe
I love Scooter's idea. I love fire too, so I'm down with fire.
I mean, we could burn it if it's safe.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it on the air.
So the Altima?
When it does happen, it's, no. We'll just take his and drop it off somewhere on the side of the road and leave it behind. It's so hot. Okay, everybody good?
Yeah.
Scuba Steve,
yeah,
good?
Man. Yeah.
We're going to get rid of your backpack. We're going to help you. We're going to move on. And but don't. She may not say Altima Lunchbox. She may not see your car.
You're right.
So, and if your wife or your partner consents to being recorded, you can bring it in. If not, don't worry about it. Just tell us. Okay?
Okay. Cool. All right.
Everybody good? Thank you. That's not exactly what Scuba Steve suggested, but I like it now.
I think even if they don't want to be played on the air, you have to record them and present it to Bobby because I know someone will lie about what their wife said.
I'll call Eddie's wife.
Thank you. I wasn't going to say Eddie.
I'll call Eddie's wife. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Everybody good?
Yep.
All right. See you on the other side. Thank you. Scuba Steve suggests.
Yeah. It's time for Scuba Steve suggests.
Also, don't forget tonight, iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas, T-Mobile Arena. Tonight and tomorrow night, watch live on Hulu at 10, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Kane Brown, Tim McGraw, Sheryl Crow, Lenny Kravitz, Fall Out Boy, Kelly Clarkson, TLC, Lil Wayne, Travis Scott, Public Enemy, and a whole bunch more. It's on Hulu tonight, 10, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Thank you, guys. It's going to be awesome. Imagine it. You're driving down the road. Looks, what's happening up there? It's a big kind of black car. Why is everybody gathered? Why are people running to it? Well, it's a big black armored car, and money's pouring out on the streets in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Yeah!
It was raining money because the wind was also blowing.
Oh, yeah.
So there's money on the ground. There's money in the air. Money sideways. There's money coming from the bottom. There's money upside down.
Big old fat money.
It's skinny money. It sent $100 bills and over $100,000 flying through the air because the back door hit open and the money went out. People ran in the street grabbing cash. Police are like, hey, if you grab that money, we got these CCTV cameras. So if you got the money, we're going to be able to find you. There will be arrests.
Okay.
Wow.
And the people...
Come find me.
The people that were there in the businesses, because it was kind of a part of town where there are a lot of, like, shops, they were like, it's pure pandemonium.
I bet.
Man, that would be crazy
like,
to see.
Did the driver just not, like, latch it?
I don't know. I don't know why you don't shut the door, unless it's, like, an inside job, but that's not much of an inside job if to let everybody else's...
Yeah, it sounds like he just forgot to latch it, and it all fell out.
But how do you not latch... an armored car should not be able to drive forward...
If
it's not latched, locked, and double locked. You shouldn't be able to, you know how some people, if they get like 19 DWIs, they get a blow into the thing?
Yeah, breathalyzer.
Yeah, to even get the car to go. Like you should have to get in and everything should be locked up and secure in an armored car before you even drive off. But it's crazy, there's money everywhere. And it's just, what would you do? I wouldn't jump and grab the money.
Oh, no.
But what I would do is I would record it for TikTok.
Yeah.
And monetize it that way. Because now I'd be nervous I'm on some CCTV and the cops are circling me going, we're going to get this guy. And all of a sudden they're like, you want some free Razorback season tickets? And I show up to get them and they're like, we got you.
What is CCTV? Yes.
Closed caption or closed circuit.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking closed caption.
I'm assuming it's the road cameras.
I think it's like, that's always what I thought it was, like the closed circuit, like somebody owns it. And
but let me tell you, those cameras are pretty fuzzy. You try to watch a highway camera, it's like you can barely see the car. So I'm going to take my chances. I'm going to put, because I'm going to think about these stories in my head. So I'm going to put my shirt up to my eyes. Mm-hmm. That way they can't recognize me.
As soon as you see the money, you're putting your shirt up like a bank robber from
and then I'm tucking it in. And then I shove the money in my shirt and I'm out.
Well, what about your car? Your car was there too.
I'm not going to get back in my car. I'm just going to run.
So for $700, you're leaving your car behind.
Yeah. Come back for it later. And what you're doing is you're heading straight to a casino to wash the money. You buy in, get chips.
But again, you're not getting $300,000.
Okay, let's say you get $2,000.
It's a lot of work for $400.
Okay, well, I mean, you can go to the grocery store.
But what if there's no casino in Charlotte,
okay,
North Carolina?
Okay, go to the grocery store. Buy a pack of gum and I'll take the change. Guess what?
You just washed the money?
Washed it.
You buy the gum with $500?
Yeah. I'll buy five packs at five different registers.
For $100 each?
Yeah. And they'll give me $99 back.
How?
I feel like you're doing a lot of work when you didn't get that much to begin with. And why would you try to do all this illegal stuff for, again, $500? It wouldn't be worth that for $500 if you know the cops are going to come after you.
Yeah, like your bail.
And if you're having to hide from it by doing things like washing money with gum.
Or just go to your neighbor. Hey, man, you got change for this $100. I can't break it. And I want $100. And boom, now
what neighbor has change for $100 also?
Who knows?
And my neighbor's like, ooh, yeah, I want $100. Like, let me go.
You have the neighbor that likes
$100. There's no way. I'm not jumping in to grab money.
You're not taking not even one bill?
It depends where it is on the ground. Like, right. If it's right by my foot.
Exactly.
Yeah, like what if you stick gum to the bottom of your shoe and just walk through and just it gets on the bottom of your shoe and you walk off. No one ever sees you.
But that's only like one piece for 100. If you knew, okay, let me position it like this. If you knew that this is how the story was going to end, where the money's out, sure, and they've lost a couple hundred thousand bucks. But the story was going to come out that anyone who grabbed it was going to be looked at on the closed circuit TV and the cops say they're going to get them. Would you still go get the money?
Yeah.
You heard his reaction.
Okay.
Because you don't think they're really going to come after you.
They're not going to come after you. They don't have time. There are bigger crimes in this world. They're not worried about a couple hundred dollars floating around on the ground. They have insurance for that. You didn't rob a bank. They're just trying to scare people. They're using the scare tactic where people are like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
That's me. It works on me. I'm already doing it. Exactly. I'm scared right now. I didn't even steal any money. And I'm like, I don't know.
And there's probably not even cameras. And if they are, like I said, they're blurry.
I would just video it. But if there's one right by my foot, I might pick up one. I'm just not going to run through. But I'm surprised people weren't hit by cars. Like people, because it's on the road. Or that people weren't fist fighting each other. Or you ever see somebody that's in like a money tank and they're shoving, you know, it's like, okay, how much money can you catch? And they're shoving it in their clothes.
Yeah.
People will do anything for money. That'd have been cool to see, but I'd feel scared if I were them. Turn the money in, everybody.
So do you think that guy is probation, loses his job? Like,
oh, the armored car guy?
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's no way you rehire somebody that left their door unlatched in the armored car.
You have one job.
It's drive A to B with the money.
Poor guy.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Birmingham, Alabama. So the football game is over and the band starts playing some music. And they keep playing and playing. And the police are like, hey, man. To the band director, can you please stop the music? It's been an hour. The game's over. You guys need to go home. The music won't stop. Keep playing, band. And they try to place him under arrest. He shoves the cops, and they got to tase the band director.
They tased him.
What? Wow. Wait.
Because he just wanted to jam?
Well, because they said stop jamming. Right. It wasn't that he just wanted to jam. It's that he kept jamming when they said, hey, we should stop now.
Was this the University of Alabama?
No. High school.
Oh, okay. I saw it, too. I didn't expect the ending to be the band director gets tased. But you know what? That's hardcore. I like it.
Man. So
don't shove a cop. I don't like the cop shoving. Yeah. But you want to keep the music playing? You want to fight for it and show your band people? Look, we're not nerds. From one nerd to the other, let's go. Don't shove a cop, though. Like, that part I don't like, but that's pretty hilarious that you're the band director who got tased. He get fired or anything?
I didn't say if he's fired yet.
You get a raise?
The school is investigating the incident.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's go over and talk to Kyle, who lives in Louisville, Kentucky. Kyle, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just calling to find out. I was at a charity event down in Louisville, and I ran across a table that had a bunch of Kentucky Derby horses on there with Eddie, Lunchbox. I think Amy's on there. There's a bunch of Derby horses. They're like glass cutouts. They're decorated, and your faces are on there. And each one of those had a signature on them. And I was just trying to find out if you guys remember signing anything like that, or if I, you know, because I bought the whole table worth. I got all you guys. I got Morgan Wallen. I got Old Dominion, Little Big Town, and they're all signed by the artists and stuff. And I was just trying to find out if I struck a cool deal or if I got flunked.
Let's just have a conversation here.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what?
I don't remember ever signing a glass horse.
I don't remember what I did yesterday.
I think I remember at one of the iHeart festivals.
Glass horses?
It was a derby, and Little Big Town was there, and Old Dominion was there. And we may have signed something.
Okay.
Can you?
If you
send a picture, I'll know my. So that's a great point.
Because I remember we played a game.
Austin?
Where we did something the horses would race?
What are you? I think you're talking about your kid's birthday.
No, Bobby and I did a game.
We were artists when we played iHeart.
Yeah,
Country Festival. Kyle, I don't know, man.
So it's like a horse.
But why would you fake us? I'd fake like Garth or something. If you're gonna fake one.
Yeah.
But I didn't sign any horse that I can remember.
Ray, we have to have him email you.
Yep.
We'll see how the market's doing for far fake.
Okay.
Signatures.
How much do you pay for them?
Oh man.
Yeah. How much you pay for them, Kyle?
You know what? I really don't remember how much I paid for them because it was a silent auction.
Well, we don't remember doing them, so we're all even. Yeah. Okay.
I kept
I kept going back up to make sure I was, you know, at the top of the list on the prices and stuff. But I just bought the whole table. So I bought all the artists that were up there. I know, the ones we mentioned, I got Florida Georgia Line is in there.
Did they play Iron Country that year?
I don't remember.
FGO?
I don't know. I
don't remember. Because that makes sense if... Let's see. Ray, will you get his email address and just have him email you and see if we signed him?
Yep.
Well, can you imagine? People are faking our signatures. They've run out of people. Signatures? They've run out of people to fake. If they're on us, they're running out.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, we'll help you with that. Thanks, buddy. We'll figure it out for you. All right. Raymundo got asked to be a mentor. Inside of what program is this?
Just at my old college.
So what do they want you to mentor? Who?
So it would be new students, and they would ask me questions about the campus, which is kind of weird. I haven't been there in a minute.
Where's the school?
I went to a school before I went to Texas State. I went to a school in Chicago, so it's up in Illinois.
And how long did you go there?
I was there for 2 years.
And they reached out and want you to be a mentor?
Yeah, and so then I don't get paid, but the benefit would be down the road I get invited to events. I can go to golf tournaments and play for free, but I got to be willing to email these kids. The little suckers want any advice or anything on the college.
The suckers?
But are they giving you kids that are in kind of your space?
Yeah, it would be also comm studies kids, the same classes I took. And then, I mean, I don't know, if they ask me about the food hall, the dorm life, just any type of advice, not necessarily a tutor, but more a mentor.
You're like older than them, though. You know that, right?
That's what I'm saying. And I mean, I don't want these guys hitting me all hours of the day. Hey, buy me beer. Hey, I need girl
advice. Well,
you
don't live there. You're not, you don't live there.
Right. But how can you find somebody to buy you beer or something like that?
But how do they find you?
I'm just part of an email list because I went there. They reached out to all people that were ever students at that school, I think.
Got it. So it's a generic who wants to be a mentor, not, hey, Ray, we're coming for you.
Yep.
Oh.
And I'm like, dang, my advice is going to be taken as gold by these kids and they're going to run with it?
Did you ever take anyone's advice as gold when you were 18, 19?
Why did they not have this when I was in college? Like, you know how many questions I had? I didn't even know a syllabus. I didn't even know how to do courses. They go, oh, nobody gave me advice. I would have loved this as a student. So it actually is smart of them.
Are you going
to
do it?
Yeah, I really am.
Imagine you get Ray.
As your mentor. I mean, he'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe they're reaching out to people that haven't been on campus in 15 years.
All hands on deck.
I mean.
What do they want to know about the food hall or whatever you said?
Yeah, like, I mean, Ray doesn't even, the campus could have changed. They could have done remodels. They could have done everything.
No, yeah, they have for sure. And like my dorms, I'm pretty sure one of my buddies said he went back there because the Chicago Bears actually do a training camp there. And so he was there watching the training camp and he goes, yeah, our dorms, yeah, those got demolished. So, I mean, yeah, I'm going to name something. It's going to have been like bowling balls.
Do you feel like they're just getting you involved so they'll make you donate? Like you're just on something
that
and they
could
be like, will you also donate?
No, I honestly think they're trying to do more alumni events. So it is a good thing that they're doing, but
yeah, they do alumni events to get alumni to donate.
Yeah.
And Ray graduated from there?
I didn't.
Texas
so you're not
State.
Even an alumni.
No, alumni is if you just go. You don't have to graduate.
Oh, good. All right. I'm alumni then.
That's right. No one's arguing you're not.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought I had to graduate.
You're 3 hours short, but you're still alumni.
So me and Travis Scott are alumni of UTSA. That's pretty cool.
But they never list you when they list famous alumni.
I know, which
at UTSA.
Is weird. That's really strange.
Like, they'll list, like, 40 people. They'll list, like, someone that almost got on Survivor, but then not list
No.
Yeah. They'll, like, they got to the final round of the videotape part, but never didn't get on. They won't list. I'm sorry, Lunchbox.
Man, that's rough.
All right, we're going. We're out of here. We're going to Vegas. iHeartRadio Music Festival. We hope you guys watch on Hulu. It'll be on Hulu tonight, which is crazy. 10, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. Who is going? Me?
I.
So, you know I'll be there.
You?
Yeah, I'm going.
Or, I.
You? Scuba, you going?
Yeah, I'm going, yeah.
Who's not going? Mike's not going?
Me.
Who's that?
Kinky.
Right.
Captain never leaves his ship.
Mr. Kinky, what?
I got a question.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to, I could just chill in my hotel room and watch it on Hulu?
You could, unless work needs you to do something.
I'm just asking. Like, so that would be, like, I'd be able to be like, oh, yeah, I've watched that performance. Because I saw it on Hulu.
But if you're in Vegas, why would you want to be in your hotel room? You love to gamble.
I know. I'm just asking, let's say, you know.
Hypothetical. Yeah, I got it.
I've had a couple cocktails.
Okay. You know, I wouldn't do that
before
work.
You can't walk to the venue.
So yeah. I definitely wouldn't do that. Yeah, check it out. It's going to be on all the radio stations. It's also going to be on Hulu. It's going to be awesome. We hope you guys check out our iHeartRadio Music Festival this weekend. And we'll see you Monday. We will be exhausted.
Wait, so the Travis Scott that's there, that's who Lunchbox went to school with
too? Apparently they're good friends.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to ask him if he remembers me.
I bet
yeah.
you don't even get close enough to him to say a question.
Oh, well, Lunchbox, last time we got close to Diddy.
I mean, everybody told me Diddy doesn't want anywhere, you anywhere near him. Get away. Yeah. Get away. But guess what? Diddy.
You just yelled as he walked by.
Yeah, but Diddy was actually engaged with him.
Engaged. Like we.
What did he say? He said something to you.
He was like, love, love, yeah. love.
Well, he's, Lunchbox is yelling so close to him that he has to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Hey, they were trying to clear me out of that hallway saying, Diddy wants you nowhere near him. Ha, guess what? Diddy. Wanted to be friends.
Yeah,
coming off stage, going on stage, and coming off.
We'll see you on Monday. Goodbye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.